a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 93 degrees. We have a partly cloudy sky in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. New inflation numbers from the Joint Economic Committee. It's a committee run by Senator Mike Lee, which indicates that inflation in Utah is worse than in other places. Prices for many basic needs, according to the committee, are up 15% plus compared way back to January of 2021. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the local impact. Amy?
Jeff, DNBA personal financial planner Jerrica Espinosa says she's seeing inflation have a bigger impact on lower income families.
The majority of their budget is spent on gas, food, and shelter, which are the main components of the inflation numbers.
Although gas prices have gone down slightly in the last month, food prices increased 10% in the last year, according to the latest government data. President of the Utah Food Bank, Jeanette Bott, says they are seeing a consistent need.
We were hopeful that when the pandemic ended and people got back to work, those numbers would dip, and that just hasn't happened. They're remaining very, very high.
Bott says they are also still getting a good amount of donations, but they could always use more volunteers. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:31. Gas prices in Utah are down more than 50 cents since last month. Plummeting prices at the pump have given motorists a bit of hope. So will this last? And should you hold off a little longer to fill up?
There are those European sanctions on Russia. They have yet to take effect. They will do that later this year. When they do, economists predict that prices will start to climb. And then one last fact with the weekend here, Friday and Saturday, according to Gas Buddy, most expensive days of the week to fill up your tank. Monday and Tuesday, if you can hold out, tend to be the cheapest.
That's ABC's chief economics and business correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis. Little tip there. Public transit is still struggling after the pandemic across the country, and here in Utah, ridership is down, except for one form of transportation. KSL.com reports the S Line is going gangbusters. It's a streetcar service that runs from Central Point Station in South Salt Lake to Sugar House. While the rest of UTA ridership is down 27% since the pandemic, the S Line is up 139% in the same time frame. The reason? The UTA says, we don't know, but it could be all the growth in the area. Utah's mandatory child abuse reporting law makes an exemption for clergy, but State Representative Phil Lyman of Blanding is proposing a bill that would eliminate that exemption.
The legislature has to draw a little bit clearer, brighter line for people that are in that situation. And if a person doesn't want to have a confession that's taken, you know, to authorities, if he's breaking the law, then they should just consider that when they go to talk to their bishop or any member of the clergy.
Perhaps potential abusers might clam up if clergy is required to speak up, but Senator Lyman says it's more important to have crystal clear rules for clergy members. KSL News Time 3:33, newly released search warrants show that President Trump is being investigated for possible espionage. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the search documents show the former president is being investigated for espionage and obstruction of justice. ABC's chief legal correspondent Dan Abrams says court documents suggest that this wasn't just the possible improper storage of records.
I'm very interested in the statute in particular that refers to potentially concealing information. Is the government alleging that he was intentionally trying to hide this from them, that's the sort of thing that takes this to another level.
Court records show FBI agents took 11 sets of classified records from President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. On his Truth and Social Media site, Mr. Trump saying the records had been declassified and that the DOJ could have had them at any time. Department says it sent the former president a subpoena for the documents last spring. Republicans getting in their final slams before the House votes on the Inflation Reduction Act. GOP Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy insists the legislation will have little impact on high prices.
Democrats, more than any other majority in history, are addicted to spending other people's money.
The bill isn't expected to impact inflation anytime soon, but over time, it could save money by lessening the cost of certain prescription drugs for the elderly, extending health insurance subsidies, and reducing energy prices. Las Vegas is under a flood advisory after torrential rains flooded the area overnight. Water crashed through the ceilings of some casinos like Caesar's Palace and Planet Hollywood. It's the second time the Strip has flooded in the past 2 weeks. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
A drought update from the Utah Division of Water Resources today. There's been a slight improvement.
In the last month, the state has received nearly 2 inches of rain when we typically receive 1.5 inches, according to spokesman Michael Sanchez.
This helps reduce demand and keeps more water in our lakes and reservoir. And some areas in the eastern portion of the state missed out on monsoonal activities. Other areas like Logan and Tooele received above average rainfall.
According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, 79.12% of the state is in extreme drought or worse, which is an improvement from just under the nearly 82.5% from last week. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:36. Ricky Meese is watching the cars. There's an early rush going on. What's the latest?
There is. Right now, I'm looking at our latest accident. It's a crash, possible injuries. Northbound I-15 in Davis County is prior to Layton Parkway, and it is blocking traffic in the center and right lanes. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.